truth.
Do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we have a very special series of guests today. As the usual, in our second hour, we'll have the Summit Girls for Truth. That's Joyce and Lizzie, and they will be talking about their adventures in truth and exposing the reality to our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. And that's always a challenging thing because they don't always want to hear the truth. And in our first hour, we're going to be joined shortly with Xavier Garay. He is an author who wrote the book In Debt Freedom Reign, and that explains the creation of an American monetary system which is usury-free. And because it correctly identifies the real original problem, the original sin of the world's economic and monetary systems, it creates abundance, an abundant, beneficial monetary system which provides abundance for the people at the bottom instead of the people at the top. So this is going to be something we're going to get into, basically explaining how we can set the system up. And he actually has in his system, there's a variety of usury-free systems, and in his it actually has a dividend, because the greatest natural resource on the planet is human resources. Well, just like in Alaska, Sarah Palin has set up a system where the people, the natural resource that Alaska has is oil, and there was a dividend set up for the people of Alaska to get a portion of that natural resource returned, the revenue derived from that natural resource. So similarly, as human resources, there's a way that the people themselves can get benefit of their own commercial energy returned to them. So that's a interesting thing, is that we commonly have difficulty even conceiving of that. We don't view ourselves in that manner, but there's a benefit there is derived as a system, and some of that benefit can be returned to the people themselves, as it should. And so whether that is in the form of abundance directly, or as a check or whatever the case may be, it could be in the form of the elimination of income and property taxes, rather than taking this dividend where you actually receive it. We can eliminate property and income taxes with that, because they are both symptoms of usury. So that is the intention we come here with, is we intend to solve these problems. These problems have been around for a very long time, and by taking control of the monetary system, you can fix all sorts of other problems. So we're trying to expand our brain into greater visions of our future, a vision where our tomorrows are better than our yesterdays, rather than austerity measures where we're forced to give up our benefits, or face greater taxes by the same authorities which are misappropriating the funds in the first place. So we'll be right back with Xavier Garay.
are swallowed by the war. To unclean, unseen, I'll be present for. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Thank you for tuning to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. We broadcast from Dredge Studios weekdays from 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. That is 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And you can find us on republicbroadcasting.org. That's Studio B, where you can live stream globally. Listen while you travel anywhere. Additionally, you can listen by phone for free on our free listen line. That's 970-817-5881. And that's a way I really listen to a lot of talk show information, because it makes it really nice that, you know, if you're listening to your normal radio station, I'm a pool contractor. As I drive from county to county, I would lose reception, so you wouldn't be able to, you know, if you like more, if you're into the vacuous, really drivelly kind of stuff, it doesn't really matter. But if you're looking for real in-depth discussions on meaningful things such as monetary reform, you need to be able to really focus on it, because it, you know, gets kind of involved. So, we are joined with Xavier again, who is an author of the book, Debt Freedom Reign. This is a book I read maybe 4 years ago, which, was interesting because, you know, it explained how basically, you know, just by changing to a gold and silver system, that doesn't emancipate the people from the grasp of usury. Because gold and silver are scarce, money itself would be scarce. So his system eliminated the debt, eliminated the Federal Reserve, and provided a means by which that the people could actually derive a dividend. So, Xavier, are you there?
Good talking to you.
Hey, Xavier.
How you doing? Hey, and I saw what you did with the Puff Festival. I wish I could have been there. It looked awesome. It was great seeing you there with Sheriff Mack and all the patriots that are involved in the fight to liberate America from this usury system that is plaguing this country.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a great event. If you know, people are listening, they're unfamiliar with Rocky Mountain Puff. We had an event roughly 2 weeks ago, where we had a variety of patriots in the libertarian movement, and to basically utilize this local currency. And so you can go and see a lot of these videos. Just you know, go to YouTube and just put in Mountain Hours, and there's lots of videos out there. Some are from the Dredge Restaurant right here where I'm at right now speaking from. Additionally, we did videos at a Dillon Farmers Market where we signed up five businesses in about an hour and a half. So
that was awesome. Those videos are very uplifting. They're very inspiring. It's great to see that there's people actually doing something and not just saying, oh, there's nothing we can do, when there is obviously something we could do.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, businesses would join, and you don't need to be a monetary expert in order to get businesses to sign up. They just want to, you know, buy local, go local. And the message doesn't, you know, you don't have to get into all the scary political stuff and scare the crap out of them, basically.
Yeah, because it's reasonable. It makes sense to buy local, go local, grow your local economy. It's reasonable. You don't really, and everybody, whether it's scary or not, they know there's something wrong in the economy. And if there's an answer being provided, they're going to go with it. And go local, and everything's local there with the farmer's market. It's very loving. It's a very loving thing when it's a community-based system like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, to get these corrupt politicians to possibly vote in something, you know, how do you get the same politicians to vote in monetary reform that are supporting the police state and voting in the, you know, the National Defense Authorization Act and expanding a police state? How would they possibly vote in favor of monetary reform?
So they won't. The ones in Washington right now will not vote in favor of monetary reform because they work for the Fed bankers. They work for the people that are enslaving our country. I say that in the book too. They Washington D.C., the United States has betrayed the American people. They work for the banks. That's why the bailouts are for the banks. That's why the people are losing their homes by the millions. Nobody owns anything anymore. Our Constitution isn't respected or followed any longer. Is just a violation of all rights of freedom that is happening right now because they're fleecing America through the Federal Reserve System. The answer is the monetary system. Anselm Rothschild said, I care not what laws the Constitution of a country are. If I control the monetary system, I control the laws. And he does because people go by what their paychecks are. And right now their paychecks are Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just private money, and the individuals with the private money apply usury, which is the original source code, and that makes it all destructive, where it all aggregates. It's just unsustainable. It can't
it's
be
unsustainable.
Sustainable. Yeah.
If people were to give the interest a second thought, or if anybody were to study the current monetary system for a few hours, like I tell people, just read the first 11 pages of Modern Money Mechanics, and you will see that there's nothing wrong with the current economy because it was created to do exactly what it is doing, and that's impoverish and fleece the American people and enriching the alleged so-called creditors, because they're not really creditors, they're con men. There's a fraud with the current monetary system that's being bestowed upon us, and it's hard for people to wrap their heads around that. They think, oh, it's the American government. And it's not the American government. It's the Federal Reserve's government.
Yeah, can you get into that a little bit as a demonstration? Because a lot of people, it's this government. This government's doing this. And I always say the government is the patsy. They're perpetrating a false flag because the government isn't sovereign. Can you explain and demonstrate, and articulate that to the audience of why that is the case? Why isn't the, people say, oh, well, it's the government. The government has, it says United States on everything. Just articulate that if you could.
Well, it doesn't say United States on the Federal Reserve note. On our currency, it says Federal Reserve note. We'd have a different paradigm in our world today if the Treasury was printing the money for the American people instead of printing it for the Federal Reserve bankers. The currency in this country used to say at one time United States note, and it was owned by the government. It was debt-free to the government, so we the people would have debt-free currency circulating in our economy. But since we're borrowing our currency from the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank, and for everybody who wants to argue, it's part private, it's part government, because the Board of Governors is chosen by the president. All these arguments, I've heard them all. I tell you this, go to the original founding document of the Federal Reserve Bank, the Federal Reserve Act, Section 4, Subsection 4, General Corporate Powers. It explains clearly, it states it clearly, there's no ambiguity about it. The Federal Reserve is a body corporate. Period. Federal Reserve Act.
Additionally, you have a real good video that people can check out on YouTube. It basically shows, you going to the phone book showing.
Yeah, it's in the private section of the phone book. It's not in the government section of the phone book. Because it's a private, it's in the business section. Just like Federal Metals Corporation is just above it in the book, and Federal Express is right there also, right next to it. It's a corporation. It's what it is. And to articulate why we're not sovereign is because what's supposed to be our government is borrowing currency from a private bank. So it's in debt to a private bank, so it owes the private bank. So it has to do things to pay back this debt to this private bank. It's not in debt to the people. It's in debt to this private bank. If it was creating our currency based on our energy, then it'd be indebted to we the people, and it'd be hearing the common law, Admiralty Maritime, whatever, the jurisdiction of the Constitution requirement is for that moment in time. But right now, everything's UCC-related. Everything's under the UCC jurisdiction because everything is being sureted by the Federal Reserve note, which is all commerce.
But ultimately, what that would be great if these people did this all on their own, but they're using our energy.
They're stealing our energy.
They've
make us believe that it's our energy for our own good, but they're using our energy against us.
Yeah, this interest system.
Like you've said many times, principle does not equal principle plus interest, so we could never possibly pay back everybody cannot possibly pay back all the debts because all the money does not exist. And that's only because we're borrowing this money from these people at interest. If we change that around, if we created our own money like you're doing in Somerset, God bless you, your paradigm is changing, I'm sure. What changes have you seen happening in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, because it's such a small amount of money relative to the size of the businesses. It's $17,000 roughly distributed among 62 businesses, and $17,000 for a good maybe half the businesses wouldn't even fund those businesses. It's really the initial parts of this are about breaking down the paradigm that number one, we need to rely upon outside entities to create money, and we need to borrow it from them with interest. That's a huge paradigm. Just to show, we haven't talked about this. We've actually created $17,000 in local currency without debt. There is no debt, and there is no interest. So if we can do this on a
small
database...
That's because it's the people's money. There's no debt or interest. The people got to realize if they printed their own money, we had our own money in circulation, there'd be no debt or interest.
Exactly. We'll be right back with Xavier Garay.
All right, brother.
Bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We are joined today with Xavier Garay. He is the author of Debt Freedom Reign. Xavier, where can people purchase your book?
ULU.com and type in their search engine, Debt Freedom Reign. That's spelled D-E-B-T, Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, and Reign, R-E-I-G-N. When I came up with the title, I was playing on the words, Let Freedom Ring. So I got, that's where I got Dead Freedom Ring.
Say that again.
Awesome. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
Lulu.com where you could purchase the book. Okay. How's this? Is this okay now? All right. The book could be purchased at Lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And it is titled Debt Freedom Reign. That's D-E-B-T. Freedom Reign, R-E-I-G-N. And the title came about with me playing on the words "Let Freedom Ring." That's where I got the title from thinking of "Let Freedom Ring." Let Freedom Ring.
All right. All right. I get
it. It's about monetary reform. It's about the source of all of it. What the book is about, it could be called New World Order 101. But the most important thing in the book is my fourth chapter, in my opinion, which is a chapter I've titled "An American Money System," because it's an alternative monetary system to what we have now. What we have now is called the fractional reserve system, also called the Federal Reserve System. That system is created to enrich the Federal Reserve bankers off the back of the American people. I've invented a monetary system that is created to enrich the American people off of honest work and adhering to the law. And that's the best part of my book, is that fourth chapter, because I offer people an alternative to what we have right now. Because like Wayne was saying, a lot of people don't understand that we have alternatives to what we have right now. And just like I'm a monetary architect, Wayne is one as well, and there's other people. I've heard of a man that created a monetary system called a mathematically correct monetary system, and there's other, like a credit-based monetary system. There's a lot of people, a lot of architects, with ideas of monetary systems, all of which are better than the Fed system. We could pick any one, and we'd be doing a lot better than with the system we're doing right now. Because the system that's in place right now, there's nothing wrong with it, because it's doing exactly what it was created to do from its birth, and that's fleece the American people for the Fed bankers. And that's what it's doing. It's operating perfectly.
Yeah.
You can't fix what's not broken.
Way to explain that is that ultimately it captures the energy of the producers and aggregates it, and it does this all outside of taxation. Even if there is no income and property tax, it would still aggregate all of the wealth into the hands of a very few number of people. Even if there was no government at all, it would do the exact same thing. If there was the Federal Reserve, it would do the exact same thing. As long as usury is permitted in the creation of the money and lending, it will aggregate all of the wealth into the hands of a very few elite parasitic users.
Yeah, and just to be clear for everybody listening, when you say usury, you're talking about interest charges, interest fees.
Yeah, any interest, not excessive interest, any interest. And for Muslims, it's known as riba. Christians and Jews generally call it usury. And in our modern correct system, they just call it interest. What we're describing is, I like to say sometimes, usury is the original sin of our world economic and monetary systems and our lending systems. Additionally, another way to phrase it is that it's the original source code problem. It's when you base upon everything upon this corrupt contract. That's really it. It's just a contract. It's a debt contract.
That's exactly what it is. But it's a fraudulent debt contract.
Precisely, yeah.
Because they're not really loaning you anything but your own credit, and they're not telling you that. They're loaning us our own credit and indenturing us to them by loaning us our own credit, making us believe that they're actually loaning us an asset of theirs. It's completely fraud. The debt, the national debt, the global debt, is complete fraud.
In order to fix this so that we have a benevolent contract, we need to remove the usury from that contract. We can still have debt, we can still have banking, we can still have money. In fact, we'll have more money, more lending, more banking once we remove the usury component, and it'll make the money so that it rewards production instead of destroying production on behalf of the parasites.
It'll keep its value also a little bit, because interest devalues the currency.
And we want to get, commonly everybody will first point to, even in the Patriot community, there's lots of misinformation about, a fiat paper. Mountain Hours is a paper-based currency. It will be a digital currency at some point as well.
Awesome. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's something we're going to be getting into here, probably Monday's show. But anyway, this was a quick segment. We're going to get into how do we calculate in a fiat system, how do we make sure that it's not overproduced? How do we make sure that the local currency is not overproduced? And we'll be right back with Xavier Gray.
Sounds good.
Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Indeed, in any society where usury is permitted, eventually the parasitic usurers will aggregate all of the wealth into the hands of a very few. They will then put and finance puppet politicians and puppet media all around them to insulate them and create a paradigm under which the people will be deluded that there's, you know, create a false reality. And this happens over and over again. And this is our opportunity to change everything, because a much more abundant future is ahead of us. We just need to take action and expand these benevolent monetary systems. Xavier, in your benevolent monetary system, in your system, one of the, you know, we always talk about in our show in marketing systems, one of its unique selling propositions is that it returned a dividend to the people. Can you get into that and explain how that works? It's like I was expressing before, it's similar to the dividend that people in Alaska get from the oil industry.
The way that it works is that in my monetary system, even though the government doesn't charge the people taxes and there's no interest charges on what's going to be similar to loans, but in my monetary system, I don't call it loans because it's the people's monetary system. So the people order the money. It's money orders. It's not loans. There's no interest on the money orders, and the government doesn't charge the people taxes for anything because it's the people's government. It serves the government lovingly. Yet there's so much money coming into our government that there will be a surplus, and when there is a surplus, depending on what's happening with the economy, if there's inflation, then there's too much money in the system. They wouldn't pay out dividend checks, but if there's deflation appearing, then they would pay out dividend checks according to how much deflation there is. They would pay out enough money to offset the deflation. It's a control in the monetary system to keep the money balanced with production and trade in the country, which production and trade is also secured in my monetary system with the use of trade tariffs.
Okay. So with respect to the dividend, that just gets only in periods of time of deflation would there be a dividend check. That gets into monetary supply, so you have to be able to calculate the quantity of money. The calculation for the quantity. What is the proper amount of money in an economy?
I would say as long as the prices are balanced and stable and affordable for everyone, like almost a 1-to-1 ratio, $1 for one thing, that seems fair.
Basically you were basing it off of GDP. I remember you had the drawings for
the gross domestic product. Yeah, if we have so much. We would have to keep enough money in the system to keep our economy circulating fluently without it being stuck. So to keep the economy circulating, if we have the GDP would be the source of how much money we need in the system. Like if we have a $13 trillion GDP, then to keep a $13 trillion GDP circulating, we would need $13 trillion created in the economy. If that's what you were asking.
Effectively, because it gets, effectively right now, because all the money is created as a debt, as we write off or pay these debts down, there becomes less and less and less money in circulation. So we end up suffering from deflation right now. The people are currently suffering from deflation, not inflation.
From a combination of a lot of things. You know, we had deflation, and the products are also cheaper now. The money doesn't buy as good of products. If you look at the bags of chips, for example, there's less chips in it and more air in the bags. You know, they're stealing from us in a lot of ways that we're not even noticing. Like, yeah, our things might not be as expensive as a bag of chips might be $1.49 today as it was yesterday, but there's less product inside the same size bag of chips.
Well, yeah,
that's a way of stealing our wealth.
Yeah, this gets into a whole other topic on nutrition. Even when it has the proper weight in it, there's people are eating more and more and more, and getting less and less nutrition.
Because there's cheaper products being put in there instead of good natural products. So they turn more of a profit. But yeah, to answer your question, I misunderstood what you were saying. You need enough currency to sustain a country's economy, and you know how productive the country's economy is by looking at the country's GDP. And if a country like ours is the GDP is $13 trillion, then we need $13 trillion in currency to circulate our economy. If our GDP drops, then our currency needs to drop down. If our GDP increases, then we need to increase our currency.
I think that should clarify it.
I'm sorry, I kind of misunderstood what you were asking originally.
Well, yeah, that's that. It's totally makes sense, is that, you know, ultimately, if we, the more productive the people become, and, you know, the population will probably increase, and hopefully those people will become more and more productive in a usury-free society. They'll work in vocations that, you know, there's so many people right now that, in a usury-free society, they wouldn't have a job, like many CPAs, for instance, because they're calculating income taxes, which are completely unnecessary in a benevolent monetary system. So right now they're not producing a product of any value. It's just, you know, it's we're forced to use them. It's necessary in a corrupt monetary system. But once those people are working on other ventures that produce something of value to the people, our GDP will go even higher.
Yep.
Yeah, just, I mean, just think of how many people, how many, like TSA, for instance. It's completely a big waste of time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and a violation is it's a waste of time by one perspective, but you know there's a purpose for it. You know, it's, you know, they're doing it to violate our rights and all that.
But yeah, in terms of the value of if they were gainfully employed in something productive, the GDP would increase. So we need additional money. So anyway, once we're operating under a benevolent monetary system, we will have increases in GDP, so we'll actually need more money. And then as those industries innovate, they'll become more productive, and then we'll need even more money. So ultimately, the amount of money is just like if money's backed up by love and the energy and the commercial, it should be effectively unlimited, the quantity of money.
It's backed up, like in my monetary system, it's essentially backed up by production. By the GDP, that's what, you know, the gross domestic product, that's what backs my monetary system.
Right.
How much you produce, that's how much money's in the system. And no money needs to be taken out because it's not being loaned or charged interest. There's no money being removed out of the system.
Yes, so there's no leakage and there's no parasitism, effectively, is what we're at.
Yeah, exactly. The money stays in the system, it stays circulating in the system, and it stays proportion to the amount of production and trade. The more production and trade, the more money is born, the less is born, and as it's deposited in the accounts, it's taken out of circulation, and it stays in people's accounts.
Yeah, just as are you familiar with demurrage? And basically, it's an incentivization system where the money, they had it in Werbel, Austria, where they basically had time stamps on them, so that people would circulate the money rather than hoard it. So during periods of a depression, people are scared, so they don't spend money, they hoard it. So what happened is that in order to incentivize that, they actually made the money lose some of its value every month. They call it natural money because everything else in life decays, it depreciates, because of it's the natural, it's entropy. If you buy a car, it depreciates. If you buy some lettuce, over time the value depreciates. So in that system, they use a carrot method, a stick method. So if you're not spending the currency, then it loses some of its value. So people want to, it's incentivizing the spending. What I wanted to do instead of that, and I was hoping for your comments, but it sounds similar to what you're describing, is, and when we have this set up virtually, at the time of a transaction, and again, this would only occur during a period of deflation. Normally now, the credit card or a debit card, a portion of that money goes toward Visa, and you basically have the vendor pays like a 3% fee for the convenience of having that system set up. What we want to do is set up a 3% incentive, so we'd actually create new money with every transaction. And the way that would get distributed is the business itself that took the money to incentivize their accepting it, they would get 1% of the transaction. The individual who spent the money would get 0.5%. The administrator, or actually a charity, would get half of a percentage. That would go to a charity. And then 1% would go toward the administration, and that would pay for, because right now Mountain Hours doesn't have any means by which to sustain itself. I just, you know, basically.
Yeah, you're doing it out of your pocket, right?
Yeah.
God bless you for that. God bless you for everything you're doing, man.
I appreciate that. But what we're trying to do is design a system that we can franchise. And not everybody's going to have, you know, 20 or 30 grand to put into a monetary system. And even if somebody did have that, after, you know, a year or so, they're not going to be able to do it anymore. So,
unless it starts becoming profitable to do so. You know, if it's profitable and they'll continue to do it and it'll grow and expand, it needs to be profitable. The business, the local businesses need to grow.
Yeah, we have to show that this has value for the businesses, that we're increasing their transactions. It has to deliver a benefit for certain.
Yeah, the businesses need to be independent of outside the county help. The more they do that, the more value they give to the local currency. The more they're dependent on outside of the county help, the less value they give to the currency. If they could sustain themselves completely inside your county without having to go for outside help, you know, they don't have to pay any federal anything. They could live 100% on local currency.
Yeah, that's something we want to gravitate toward. What do you think of this idea on a single transaction that new funds would be created as an incentive for the businesses to utilize that? So the bigger your business is and the more transactions that business does, it doesn't even have to be a bigger business. You could have a small business, and because you care about this issue, you purposely set up your business that it maximizes its use of the local currency. And this is one of the ways that I was thinking of creating this. And effectively, it becomes a dividend in the same way that you're describing the dividend, but it specifically targets the more that individual, that business accepts it, and the more that individual spends it, you're rewarding their participation in this usury-free creative solution.
That sounds good. It's advertising. You know, it's a selling point. It sounds really good. You got to get people to buy into it, and that sounds like one incentive to buy into it. That sounds really good.
And, you know, maybe the 3% is the wrong number. Maybe it should be 5%. Maybe it should be 1% or whatever that number. But they're to set up an incentive, because right now, you know, there's two businesses join, let's say Mountain Hours, just one, whatever, let's say there's a restaurant A, and they get $200 of the local currency, which is 20 hours. And then there's another business that does the exact same thing. Well, the one business, they just did it, and they don't really, you know, they don't really embrace the idea. They're doing it but they're just kind of doing it. They're not really embracing it. They're not trying to
make it grow. They just got their name in there for advertisement.
Yeah. There's sometimes some businesses might just solely, and that's fine. But what we want to do is the business that participates more. They get their employees to take a portion of their pay as the local currency. They sit down with their own vendors and say, look, I'm using this local currency now. I'm going to start using the vendors in Mountain Hours Network instead of you guys. So rather than losing my business, why don't you accept Mountain Hours as a portion of your compensation? So there'll be some people that are very proactive, and they will help grow it. Well, those people, we want to reward their
efforts,
their activism, their participation. And
yeah, that sounds good. That sounds really good.
Because I know, like, if I had a business, that's what I would want to do. I'd want to, the more you make it grow, the more you benefit. And that's one of the ways I thought that would be a great thing.
Sounds great. When you put it like that, it sounds like a perfect plan. You reward the people that are helping the Mountain Hours program grow, definitely. But you also got to make sure that the local community starts being able to to produce goods that, that will stay locally and transact locally?
Yeah. As time goes on, we want more. We're creating an alternative system that's not based on globalism, so we want to do the exact opposite of the globalist system.
You're creating a system that would work perfectly in a county that's completely, you know, the 100% success rate would be completely independent, that it could sustain itself without the help of anybody outside.
Exactly. And ultimately, once we network these systems, for instance, Denver's starting a system called Mile High Hours. So we, where I'm at, there's a very short grow season. And so we would exchange what we have in abundance, which is recreational opportunities, let's call it. We can trade what we have in abundance for what they have in abundance, which is a longer growing season, because we can't really sustain life up here with a short growing season. So by cooperating, we can all have abundance. And there's no predatory. Everything's done by voluntary transaction. And the non-aggression principle is paramount. There's nobody coercively enforcing their will on anybody else.
Yeah, and there's no usury either.
Exactly.
Which is the most important thing.
Yep. So if we've got a break, we'll be right back with Xavier Gray.
All right. Fill the sky up with toxic. War for the prophet, bomb for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of...
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way 'cause we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fucking Wall Street banks.
Once again, we are joined by Xavier Garay, of the author of Debt, Freedom, Reign, and the creator of the Benevolent Monetary System.
American Money System.
The American Money System.
That's what I titled it.
I like it, I like it.
Well, it's for the American people. It serves the American people. The Federal Reserve, I figured if the Federal Reserve System is called the Federal Reserve System because it serves the Federal Reserve, a monetary system that serves the American people should be called, rightfully so, an American money system. And that's where I got the title for that one.
Yeah, the other thing that good, you know, something I like about it as well, is it has, you know, prior to, 100 years ago, we didn't have income and property taxes. The majority of revenue for the United States was raised through import duties and tariffs.
Yep,
and
yes,
some would say, you know, that's not free trade. Well, free trade supports, slave labor in China where they have suicide nets around the building. We want to be independent, so we need to protect our industries in the United States so that we don't offshore everything. We're able to keep a high standard of living here. So I do invite listeners to definitely check this out because, having free trade is very destructive to local, being a sovereign where you're able to sustain life independently.
Yep. You know, you started talking about sovereignty earlier and we got sidetracked. The two things to sovereignty is being able to exist independently, to not have need help from anybody else to sustain yourself. And another aspect of sovereignty is being able to print your own money, your own currency, so you could sustain your own economy without having to go into debt over it. We are not a sovereign nation because we are dependent on other nations for supplies like gas and oil, and we are dependent on
electronics, for instance.
Electronics, we import everything thanks to NAFTA and GATT, which was signed by Clinton. I'm not saying Clinton was a bad guy. I'm saying they're all bad guys, but I hear people saying how this president or that president has sent jobs overseas. No, actually, Clinton's NAFTA and GATT that was signed that was signed by him and then re-signed and kept in authority thereafter by every president after him, that's what's gotten our jobs overseas. The people make more money by taking their jobs overseas than if they keep them here. With trade tariffs in place, that's not the case, and we remain independent. And sovereignty also, we must create our own currency. If we borrow our currency and the goods in our country, We're dependent. We're not independent. We're not sovereign. And what our founders wanted us to be was independent. The War of Independence. July 4th is Independence Day. The whole thing about freedom, people say, oh, I love freedom. If you're not independent, you're not free.
Very, very true. And lots of people learn that by, sometimes people, get in the scare thing and I built an off-grid survival property. Well, a survival property requires you to become sovereign and independent, and you realize, it's hard to do that individually. It's better to do that with a cooperative system with your neighbors. But in the meantime, you don't want to give, you need to be able to sustain life, food, water, shelter, energy, transportation.
Yeah, your dire necessities right now. Right now we're operating under dire necessities. We need to use the Federal Reserve notes because of the way the whole matrix is set up around us. But it gives us the answer. Like I was talking to some neighbors.
I'm sorry, Xavier. We've got the bumper, the outro going. We are out of time. I apologize. We'll have Xavier.
Ledger in the payoff. Say that to people. Ledger in the payoff. I wanted to say that all the debts in the world, most of them have been ledgered in. We need a ledger in the payoff. Make that the mantra.
Okay, I'll bring it up in the next hour.